The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Regular contributor to the PK Show, Joe Linehan, editor of the climate supplement of the Sunday Times, joins me now. And I suppose if we look at this century, the two big changes are the technological challenge and the climate crisis. That we're just going to, when they look back at this period, they'll see it as a period of great change. So the question we're asking this morning is, do the two come together? So, Joe, welcome. What is AI's role and generative AI in relation to the climate crisis?
Morning, Ivan. Thanks so much for having me, as always. Yes, so this is, as you say, the two big topics of our lifetime. Obviously, my interest is in the climate crisis, but AI has a significant role in both helping to solve the climate crisis and also perpetuating it. So it's a really complex issue. But I suppose to really be basic about it, what AI breaks down to is data. And when there's data involved, you're talking about storing data, which means data centers, which means emissions. So that's kind of the very basic impact that it has. And then I guess the flip side is that AI really has the power to accelerate all of the technologies that we need to really stop the climate crisis. So it's a double-edged sword. And I mean, all the great sides of AI are there. We just need to manage the downsides, I guess.
Now, apparently the electricity required for sending a generative AI inquiry, as opposed to a regular email, is 8 times more, which means that the government have moved to a position whereby data centres are being rejected because of the amount of electricity they use. What's the kind of proportion of what they do use?
So data centres in Ireland, first of all, Ireland is the data centre capital of Europe. And that is because our climate is perfect for data centres, because we have a very cool climate. So having a data centre here is actually probably better than most places in Europe. So that's the first thing. So we've become the data hub, and we have about 70 data centres here. 65 of them are in the Dublin region. And in 2023, they were using about just over 20% of our electricity. So to put that into context, all the households in Ireland use about 28%. So it's using a massive amount of
and
our
rising,
electricity.
And rising. Because everything's in the cloud.
Of course. Now, there is a moratorium on data centres till 2028. But having said all that, the government obviously is, you know, super invested in the technology sector. We have so many massive technology companies here. So the data centres in Ireland, I don't think are going anywhere. Now, there's great solutions to this. I mean, data centres don't need to be this negative thing that everyone talks about. There was a fantastic pilot project in Tala called the Tala District Heating System. And that basically took excess heat from data centres, fed it back into the grid, and is now heating different homes and businesses in Tala. So there are really smart solutions to the data centre issue. The problem is that the government hasn't put any policies in place to make sure that data centres that exist have to retrofit or put in these solutions, or that any new data centres would have this implemented. But if they did, we actually could cancel that out, which would be amazing. But right now, they're a massive dream.
Yeah, it seems to me the solution is, you know, solution to housing is more supply. Solution to electricity is more supply, as long as it's renewable electricity. And I know some of the tech firms offered to do their own generator and they wanted maybe 20 megawatts and they would have private wires to sell it to their neighbours. And the government haven't approved it yet.
I haven't heard any updates on this. The last that I heard was from Friends of the Earth, who do great coverage of this. And they've really said that, like, unless those solutions come in, we need to continue the moratorium. Perhaps behind the scenes there's work being done. I'm not aware of it. But definitely that is the way it could go. And it should go. And it can go. And we really could be the data centre hub with lots of positives, as well as being a home for these centres that, look, are inevitable. This is the thing. AI isn't going anywhere, data centres aren't going anywhere, so why not just make the ones that exist and that are going to be planned as energy efficient and as eco-conscious as possible?
Now, there's a number of things you've made reference to, this large language models, LMS. What's that about?
So LLMs, it's a new term that I've just learned as well. I'm covering this for the next issue, so I'm deep into this world. But that's basically the name for things like ChatGPT, Gemini, a Copilot, these AI models that many of us are using day to day now. They're called large language models. That's the name for these models that take in a vast amount of information and then are able to bring it back to us in different ways. So that's the term for those. So many people will be using ChatGPT in their daily lives for work, maybe using it to help tweak their CV, help them with the college essay. I wouldn't have anything to do with that. But that's what they're called. Large language models are the ChatGPTs and the Geminis.
The last EU commission under Ursula von der Leyen, the Green Deal, was the big thing. Mm-hmm. I notice now in her speeches when she's not talking about EU defence, which is happening at the summit today, but back in February, they launched a major summit in Paris about the EU being the sort of main centre and hub for AI development. Do you think they're reneging, watering down the Green Deal?
Well, I asked them because, as you say, they announced this massive 200 billion euro investment in a thing called Invest AI. And that's basically, it's going to be the biggest ever public-private collaboration that has ever existed. And the plan is to use that money to build 4 gigafactories. Now, again, I'm not a tech expert, but these will basically be factories where these supercomputers will be built and housed. So I asked, how, if we're supposed to be leading in the world in all this green legislation and these green policies and carbon reductions and all this stuff, how are we then going to be building gigafactories? Now, they've said that they're basically planning those gigafactories to be as eco-friendly as possible, as energy as efficient as possible. And really what Europe wants to do is be a leader in this field because they want to make sure that the AI that is being created and used is reliable and is truthful and is honest. There's obviously big moral and questions over AI. So they feel like they have to take the lead on these things. They say they have the plans in place to make sure that they're green. We'll see. I mean, look, there's a supercomputer being built in Jülich in Germany called Jupiter at the moment. That has been proven to be the most eco-friendly supercomputer in the world. So if they can follow in that line, perhaps there's hope. But there's a big question mark.
All right, the message is quite clear from Jo Linehan that we have to embrace climate change and climate crisis along with AI and get the two to work together. As always, thank you so much. Look forward to reading your latest dispatches from the Climate Supplement on the Sunday Times this Sunday.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.